Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan, and we are live on NBC Sports Washington, broadcasting from Nationals Park this Thursday morning. It is the Hoodie Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning as the Nationals have their home opener, and we're broadcasting live from the field. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
The Nats Park or Alaska?
And Jason Bishop.
I just keep thinking to myself how brilliant Cakes is for taking this week off.
It was a great week to take off.
Yeah,
how about
smart.
This for bringing my blankie in today? This was genius. You can't see this behind the table skirt.
Well, I'm definitely envious of your gloves. I didn't bring gloves, so.
Well, you brought nothing. I saw you walk
no
to the
foresight.
Stadium. You had nothing.
Right. Surprised you don't have tank top.
So I roll.
Yeah.
Now I have a long sleeve tee underneath my regular hoodie.
I'm so prepared for this show. I have long underwear. I have wool socks. I have three layers of shirts. I have a hoodie. I have my silly Helly Hansen jacket and a blanket. I am prepared for the 36-degree weather here.
I've got the old hot pockets here.
You got
what do they call them?
Those little hot packs.
The little hotties?
Yeah, I don't know.
I got them in my
can I feel that just for a second? Like, what does it do?
It eventually gets warm.
Eventually.
What do you put it like on your bind?
That's so marginal.
It is marginal.
I'm telling you, you keep these in your pockets for a few hours
okay.
And you can feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
good for you.
We're gonna send Drabby out to Target, get us some heaters here in a little bit.
Well, we are broadcasting live from Nats Park, and we will be joined later in the show by Mike Rizzo, the Nats president and GM. The Nats, of course, lost last night, or actually yesterday.
Yesterday, yep.
Max Scherzer pitched five innings, 110 pitches, only gave up two earned runs, but did give up a home run, five hits, two walks. So they're coming off a loss. It's crazy. They had that great 4-0 start, and at 4-2, I joked about it, they've dropped into third place.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my 91.5 look a little dicey after the last two games.
But we'll talk to Rizzo.
Well, you know what? You can't commit errors o'clock. Like Defoe and Trey Turner did the in his opening day start, but you know, obviously they won, but he's got two outs in the bottom of the first, and Defoe boots it, and then Markakis gets on, and then Tucker takes some yard. So, you know, you got to play defense.
Well, they go 4-2 the rest of the way, they'll be fine.
Sure.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah. Not worried about it. I'm just saying. And actually, maybe the NL East is going to be more competitive than we thought, and a lot of people
well,
said
the Mets
that.
Will be good. If the Mets pitching staff stays healthy, they'll be legit.
But it's super early in the season.
I'm going to bet they don't.
No, is
because
it?
Because the track record
is early? Five games in?
The track record is that they get hurt. So
and there's their track record, especially Harvey.
Yeah,
it'll be six games in for the Washington Nationals.
True.
You generally can't glean that much in the first week, although you can say that the Orioles stink.
The Orioles are terrible. We kind of knew that.
What was the Vegas number on them, though? It was like in the 80s.
For the total?
No.
Yeah, total? No, it was in the 70s.
It was?
77, 72? Maybe?
Oh, wow.
I thought it was like 72.5, well, somewhere around there.
Yeah, depending on where you looked, 74 to 77. They probably won't reach 77. They might get to 74.
So right. Anyway, Mike Rizzo is going to join us, the Nats GM, coming up at 9. Also, it is day one at the Masters for you guys who are huge golf fans.
Where's my replay machine to play the music?
Oh. Play the music.
Valdez, have that ready.
Oh, there you go, Valdez.
We are going to talk to Armin
Kattan. That's why we keep you around.
Later in the show, of course, a great writer. He's the co-author of a new biography, simply titled Tiger Woods.
Yep. Right.
So that should be interesting. Apparently has a lot of good nuggets in the book.
Yeah, shockingly, Tiger's camp was not very cooperative.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty private. And, you know, anytime you dig up all the old stuff, it is kind of strange, the timing. I mean, I get why they put it out right before the Masters. But, I mean, it's, what, 7, 8, 9 years, whatever, since all the drama. It's crazy. But
well, it probably took them 3 or 4 years to research it and interview everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure.
But Tiger's changed a little bit. I mean, you probably heard the story about the, I don't know how old he is. He's probably in his late 20s. The kid that won the U.S. Mid-Am.
Yeah.
He was the firefighter and just idolized Tiger and wanted to play a practice round with Tiger. And Tiger went out there and played 9 holes with him.
He also sent him a letter after he won the mid-am.
Yeah. I mean, so Tiger,
pretty cool.
That's something Tiger wouldn't have done 10 years ago.
Hey, there's hope. Why don't you write him a letter?
Yeah, well, I'd have to win the U.S. mid-am first.
I did see that I guess his name is Tony Finau.
Oh, yeah.
Broke his ankle because he was celebrating a shot at the par three.
You know, popped it right back in.
Popped it right back in. Going to have an MRI this morning.
He's got a chance to play, though. Yeah. I'd tape it up. It's the Masters. I'd tape it up and play. There's no break. I'm sure there's going to be some ligament damage, but, I mean.
It was just
you gonna not painful, play the Masters?
Painful to watch on many levels.
Yeah. Because it was basically the RG3 injury.
Certainly embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
And very painful.
I guess it is embarrassing. He was just getting. He was excited. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
No, of course not.
But yeah.
Tie your shoes a little tighter.
I mean, maybe.
I actually saw an interview.
You know what's funny is
Samoan or something like that?
Yeah, he played. Yeah, he's from Utah, I think. I'm not sure exactly where he's from, but I took him in a pool. Mm. One of my pools. I've got like 8 of them. And I got to wait to see if he WDs.
Because
I
got
to replace him. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, we should mention, because you mentioned Cakes with Smarty is on vacation week. So he has the Cakes Classic at MGM National Harbor the first Wednesday of every month.
Is that that's not the official title of the tournament, is it?
I believe it's called the Cakes Classic.
That's unbelievable. That's so
the Cakes
great.
Classic is the first Wednesday of every month,
right.
And yesterday was the third.
Right.
And the second one, we kind of teased him because he played from roughly 7 or 7:30 when it kicks off all the way till 1 in the morning, and he finished just outside the money. And then he had to drive all the way back to Olney, and he got less than 3 hours of sleep for nothing. He lost his cash. Well, yesterday I saw a tweet before I went to bed where Cakes does this bit where he just takes a picture of his little chip stack.
He updates and he you wrote, on his chip stack throughout the tournament.
Right, so he just wrote, you know, if you follow him, at Money Metal Cakes, it just said, Nubs chip stack, something like that.
Right.
So I figured, well, I guess he's not going to fare that well in the Cakes Classic. He grinded it out till 2 a.m. and he won like $1,500.
Yeah.
He was a chip leader when he chopped.
$1,500.
Yeah.
Bam.
Look at him. Good for Cakes.
Well, so why congrats would
he,
to Cakes.
Why would he chop if he's a chip leader?
Because you could easily, one pot, you'd be busted. Yeah. Or you're not busted, but you significantly reduce your chip
and
stack.
And you want to stay there for another 2 hours instead of 4 a.m.?
Well, if you're going to make $6,000, I do.
There's
no guarantee.
Me,
yeah.
Being
guarantee.
The chip leader with six to go or whatever is nothing.
That's $1,500. That's bonus cash because there was no buy-in for him.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
You know?
That's awesome for him. I'm happy for Johnny Cakes.
You know, rich get richer.
and he's
happy.
Nice and toasty.
He is in his bed right now.
Is your nose actually running?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's cold out.
It's like watery.
Am I the only one whose nose runs when it gets cold?
Can you get the man some tissue?
I mean, seriously, I don't think I can continue the show as he keeps he's dripping from his nose. Oh, okay. Jesus.
Sorry.
You're fouling the field. By the way.
It was bothering.
The field is so amazing. It really is. I mean, we all grew up playing baseball to a certain extent.
You're not allowed to touch the grass.
They told us not to touch the grass. But, yeah. I mean, there's no way to not touch the grass when you move the chair. It's just incredible.
Right.
How great the field looks. And at 5:50 in the morning, they were already preparing for the national anthem. They had the huge flag.
Yep.
A lot of stuff happening before the show, although nothing is happening right now.
Yeah. I talked to the
PR
guy.
Well, you got all the show. You got all the intercom shows here, right?
Yeah. We got everybody here. PGC, Fresh, El Zol.
They're all here.
All the local TV stations on the other side. You see how they separate basically radio from TV? The radio vermin on this side. And the fancy TV people on the other side. But
we're on TV.
I know. It's strange. there's no BP today. So, guys, we're hitting on the tunnel.
Well, it's early.
Well, and everybody's here.
Well, true.
So, I mean, I don't even know what to do. Maybe I got to throw a little bit. But
they're going to have some special events. The first pitch is going to be thrown by Deputy First Class Blaine Gaskell, who is the St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office. Remember the shooting at Great Mills High School? Gaskell brought the active shooter incident to a quick end.
Right.
So that's the
first pitch. He was
there
within a minute.
They've got the color guard. They also have the awards presentation before the show of the Cy Young Award to Scherzer.
Nice.
The Silver Slugger Award to Daniel Murphy. And the NL Comeback Player of the Year Award, which was
to
Ryan Zimmerman.
Wow. Awesome.
And I believe they're having a flyover.
Yeah.
So they'll be fired up here before the game. Hopefully it goes better for the Nationals than it's
gone for
the Wizards. No.
I know you're not.
I have things to do, but I am excited that the season's underway and I will be here a lot this season.
Yeah.
Because it's just it's so convenient for us. And
my wife's
just
coming down with
her friend. It's just a great experience to come out to the ballpark. So
my wife is coming down.
Love it.
She wants to get here when the gates open. Not sure when that is. 11 o'clock maybe for a 1 o'clock game?
I would think
11 or 11:30.
She said, you know, I told you this yesterday. She wants me to stay here and have beers with her. What's that? The porch.
Yeah, the red porch. That's my spot.
I said nope. Yeah. I said, sorry, a little too cold.
Yeah.
But by the way, on the toll road this morning, come on, I'm speeding in here because I knew we had to get here a little early, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going 71 and 55.
Uh-oh.
The cherries lit me up.
Uh-oh.
Why?
The so guy going 71 and 55.
He was just sitting there gunning people?
Didn't see him. You know, it's pitch black on the toll road.
You typically don't drive the toll road then?
No, I do. I just don't usually go 71.
By the way, that's actually a little slower, I would guess, for you.
No, I usually put the cruise control on about 64, 65.
Do you see guys?
66.
On the toll road.
On the toll road.
Because you often talk about tickling 80.
That's on the Beltway.
No, that's on the way home.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, on the way home.
No, but do you typically see guys laying out there waiting for people?
Not usually on the toll road in the morning, no.
Yeah.
But
so
you know, sometimes,
I'm guessing by your mood, you actually didn't get a ticket and you got a warning.
Well, so I, you know, because Drabby was freaking me out. We had to be here early, and I didn't know what the protocol was going to be and how long it was going to take to get
fault.
In. Yeah. No, no, it's not. It's my fault. Cherries lit me up, pulled me over. It took me a while to actually pull over because when he pulled me over, there's a Jersey wall for a few miles because we're doing some construction.
So you just hit the signal and you let him know.
Yeah, yeah. So it took me a while. Finally pulled over, came up to the passenger seat. Knocked on it.
Yeah.
You have your hands on 10 and 2?
No, I had my registration and ID ready to go.
Let me interrupt you real quick. Yeah. I still remember Cakes being petrified almost 20 years ago. We were carpooling. He gets pulled over, and for whatever reason, he had his wallet underneath it.
Yeah.
So, like, a cop could potentially think it's a gun. And Cakes has his hands on 10 and 2 all tight. And he's like, just want to let you know, my wallet with my license and registration, it's underneath the seat. It is not a gun.
It's not a gun, right. Well, mine was ready to go. I had it right in my right hand. He goes, how you doing, sir? I said, how you doing, officer? I was just a little late for work. I said, you have to throw that out there, just the grass.
Yeah.
All right. He said, I pulled you over, 71 and 55. Looks at my registration and my ID.
Yeah.
Starts laughing.
Right.
He goes, I know where you're going to work.
All right. Nice.
I said, you're a listener? He goes, yeah. He said, slow it down.
Right.
Hands it back.
Nice.
Yes.
Officer friendly.
I'm not sure if he was a Virginia Statey, if he was Dulles Toll Road police officer, but thank
Perfect.
You very much.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Look, as long as you treat him with class,
because I probably wouldn't have been here on time if he would have given me a ticket. Sometimes
I can tell by the mood because he's normally grumpy. That would make him extra grumpy.
Oh, I'm still grumpy.
I know. I said you're normally grumpy.
Oh yeah.
You'd just be extra grumpy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great.
So that's happened to you. I know.
That's a life win.
It happens to me all the time.
Oh, that's a huge victory.
It's a great victory.
Yeah, that's like hitting a buzzer beater.
It makes you feel silly. It's like a game-winning jumper.
Yes, sir.
So, good for you. But I always maintain, I tell this to my kids, you know, as they're starting to drive and stuff, just treat them with respect. You know, always.
And maybe they'll hook you.
Yeah, you got a shot, you know. I've seen it happen a million times.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, the worst thing you can do is be grumpy and give them attitude, and then you're just cooked.
Oh,
You know what I mean?
Anybody does that's just stupid.
Just apologize. Be as nice as you can. Because, frankly, they don't want to go sit there and write up the ticket either. It's a pain in their butt, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It makes it a hell of a lot easier.
I mean, if I was going 80, I'm sure he probably wouldn't have hooked me, but 71.
Yeah, I mean, the time I got pulled over when I was going 100, there was no, you know. He did reduce it to 80-something.
Right.
Took 20 miles off it.
Right.
But that was about as good as I could
do. Wasn't it he reduced it to, like, 88?
Yeah, because over 90 meant you go to jail. I would have had a Jason Wirth sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Wirth can't. That's what Fairfax County does, boy. Because if Jason Wirth's going to jail, you know you're going to jail.
Right, exactly. You know it's serious.
Yeah, yeah. So, good for you. I'm glad you got off.
I did. I got hooked.
My question is, when will the sun come out? Because we're in our studio in the morning, and we don't have – we have windows, but
we have no concept of it.
We have no idea.
I don't know, 8 a.m.?
7:15, 7:20.
I have no idea.
Sunrise today is 6:47.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to guess the temperature goes up by 1 degree, though.
Oh, it's only going to get to 42.
But what's that mean? What's the sunrise mean? Does that mean – that doesn't mean getting over the stadium.
No, it means just
– that just means someone can see it from the street.
Right. Yeah. Over the stadium, is, I'm going to say
7:20,
maybe.
7:30.
Who knows? Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so throughout the show, we will give you some Masters updates, although they're not going to be playing until later in the show, right? When's the first guy tee off?
Well, probably 8 o'clock.
Yeah, something like that. Tiger goes
the ceremonial off, like, will probably go off around 8.
Right.
Jack and Gary Player.
Right.
How about the par 3 yesterday? How much did you watch?
I saw all the highlights of it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was just a really cool. I mean,
Tom Watson wins 6 under.
Tom Watson wins it.
And then Jack just somehow, you know, his grandson kind of overtakes the whole thing.
Grandson who's 15.
Hitting the hole in one.
Who's a high school golfer. Just fitting, right?
Yeah.
He's caddying for him and goes out there and aces a 100-yard hole.
Oh, yeah, a silly swing.
Unbelievable.
Right.
But, and then, of course, we talked about Finau. But Jack and Gary Player, guys are 80 years old.
They're
throwing darts.
It out.
They're
yeah.
throwing darts.
Yeah.
Jack birdied the first two, and I think he parred three, and then birdied four.
Well, here's the thing. Well, no one cares.
Don't think Michael Jordan can go out and knock down threes?
I know, but he's 80.
Yeah.
It's still amazing.
It's crazy. Watson's 6 under. Jack is 4 under.
Players
His grandson actually holds out. Should have been 6 under, but it doesn't count because it wasn't Jack that hit it. He should have tied him because that would have put him from 4 under to 6 under. The ace.
Right. Except he didn't hit it.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, that was par three was really cool.
Anyway.
Well, we will give you some updates when the thing gets going. Also, Eddie Matz is going to be on the show, ESPN baseball reporter, as I mentioned earlier. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM and president at 9. Armin Katane, who has the new book called Tiger Woods, at 9:20.
When are we doing the snowball fight? What time are we going to have
Nats
that?
From Nats Park. I don't think that's happening.
Oh.
Keep it here on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Junkies coming to you live from Nats Park. Live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We don't know if we have a close-up of Jason's nose, but there is an ongoing situation.
Oh, I mean, he's dripping. I mean, his nose is just constantly. He sniffs, and then another drip comes out. He can't keep his snot in.
It's going to be like that for 4 hours.
It's so 106.7
The Sniffle.
I can't feel my fingers. I got gloves. I can't feel my fingers. JP's got his hands, you know, by his Bozak. It's impossible.
I got pockets. I didn't bring gloves. I went inside to actually look for coffee, and I'm not a coffee drinker. I just want to hold
the coffee. Something warm?
Yeah.
They have hot cocoa, hot chocolate?
I don't know. Somebody came by with Dunkin' Donuts, and
yeah.
Thank you. Whoever you were.
I'm sure somebody from
really
the Nats.
Really appreciate it.
A blueberry. You didn't get a blueberry donut, or the EMP thing won't allow that?
Nah, I mean, I already had some.
Oh, you did? Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Can you see it now on the nose?
No, now just on your lip.
Now your upper lip.
It's just glistening.
It looks a little salty on my lip.
It's good for ratings.
Yeah, right. Somebody tweeted us, thank you guys for doing the show from Nats Park. I woke up early to hear Jason sniffle.
Right.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you. When it gets cold, my nose runs.
Hey, we're warriors.
We are.
We are. We're like modern day heroes.
I actually was thinking about it, so I think it's Good Morning Washington. I'm not exactly sure what it's called. ABC7 was doing a piece over there with Screech, the mascot, not
right.
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
All right, that'd be a good segment.
And the presidents.
Right.
And I actually thought, you know, I wouldn't mind climbing into one of those costumes right about now. They're probably actually warm.
We always talk about how hot they are in there.
Yeah.
Today'd be a good day.
Heard behind the scenes because their bit is – they don't talk,
they don't
right?
Talk.
They've come in studio. The dead presidents have come in studio, and they won't. You can say whatever you want to them, and they'll just like give you a fist pound or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And as they did their segment, they of course weren't talking. But I was in the hallway trying to look for the Dunkin' Donuts coffee, which was rumored to be out there.
Right.
And when they walked by, I actually heard them talking.
They were talking.
They
oh,
were
you
talking.
Caught them. You caught them. That's a big no-no.
But we are here live from Nats Park, and Mike Rizzo is going to join us at 9. But right now, let's open up the Junkie Sports page.
Just do it. Can I get the sound of the teletype?
Presses? Yeah, it's on Valdez.
There we go.
What's the lead story, my friend?
I guess I'll lead off with the Braves beating the Nats yesterday 7-1. The 12-10 start. Max Scherzer on the hill for the Nats. Bottom of the first. You know, he's got the first two guys out, and then Defoe boots a ball after Freddie Freeman, who always kills the Nats, by the way. Freddie Freeman just destroys the Nats.
He owns them.
He really does.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah, he just kills them.
I mean, every time.
He hit a ball to right center, double, and then Defoe booted it, and then Justin Tucker went yard, 3-0.
I mean, it's not like he's not a great player, but my God, he could go to the Hall of Fame just playing against the Nats.
Yeah, he's
unreal.
He's good.
Whatever scouting report they have on him, they should just toss it away. Just throw it away or do the opposite.
How many hits did he have yesterday? He had two. Yeah. He just kills them. I would love
and
to.
Did he hit a home run the game before?
Yeah. I think he hits like 380 against the Nats.
I'll put him in the Hall of Fame.
The thing about Scherzer, and I heard the manager, Dave Martinez, talk about it. I heard Scherzer. He just said his location wasn't where it usually is. It was a little high.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
We had a bunch of walks, right?
He only had two walks. Sorry, two walks, but he threw 110 pitches in 5 innings.
Yeah.
You know, that's not great.
But I think he lead off a couple innings with walks, which is very atypical for him.
I think at least one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he did have a hit.
Right.
But then he got picked off first. Right. So they lose. So they are now 4-2, lose the series to the Braves, of course, here.
It's all over. They're in third
opener place. Yeah, it's over.
What's going to happen?
It'll be Strassi today against Jacob DeGrom.
The one interesting thing for me has been so far is the resting of Zim.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did his own thing in spring training. And he allegedly came in as healthy as he's ever been and felt great about it. But, man, they sure are being judicious in playing him. They really want him fresh down the stretch. That's what I'm gathering.
Well, my guess, too, is they like Matt Adams.
Matt Adams is good. He's a lefty. He's got some pop.
It might just be a straight platoon
a bad
this
fielder.
Year. He's a lefty, right?
It's not going to be a straight platoon.
No, it won't be a straight platoon.
It could develop into that.
Well, I mean, in an early game after a night game, maybe, you know, you're going to see Matt Adams.
Yeah.
Especially when it's cold. But it wasn't cold in Atlanta.
It was the fifth or sixth game. They've already sat him twice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, Matt Adams is a 20 home run guy, right?
I mean, he's
So, I mean, why not play him 40, 50 games?
Well, I would be surprised. If Zim only plays 110 games, I'd be surprised. That'd be a disappointment.
Yeah.
Because
I think you're right. I think they're just kind of easing him in based on what he did in the spring training.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing in only minor league games.
And I know he loathes, like most guys, he loathes that cold April
baseball. I know he'll be playing today.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be Strassi against Jacob DeGrom. The Mets won again. They're off to a 4-1 start. They beat the Phillies 4-2. Syndergaard actually started for the Mets. He threw a bunch of pitches, too, in just 4 innings. I think he threw 90-some pitches in 4 innings.
Right.
Gazelman comes in, gets the win. So the Mets have been hot, 4-1.
Well, when healthy, we know the Mets have a great rotation.
Absolutely. They do.
They just haven't been able to stay healthy for a full season.
Right.
Yeah, it could be dangerous. Yankees beat the Rays 7-2. Stanton and Judge hit bombs, so that's 3 for Stanton. Aaron Judge's first on the year. The Orioles lose again. They get off to a 1-5 start, swept by the Astros. Final score 3-2.
Bundy actually pitched well
for the second time,
but they're not hitting. And besides Dylan Bundy, they can't pitch.
It might be a long year for Buck. The Angels beat the Indians again 3-2. The story there: Shohei
did it again.
Ohtani hit another homer, his second. So
that's awesome.
He's starting to kill the ball, and you know, we talked about it yesterday.
I actually want to ask Rizzo that if, you know, some teams, I guess all the teams committed to say, if you come to play for us, we'll let you do both.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask Rizzo what the organization thought he was better at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would they have seen him more as a pitcher or more as a hitter?
Right. And how would they have handled him? They were kind of initially in on it, right? Were they?
I feel like half the league was.
Yeah, I feel like they were in like at least the gaggle of teams, like, you know, 6 or 8 teams. I felt like the Nats were one of them, but maybe not. Maybe the bidding got too high and they just never were really in it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He's he struggled in spring training, but man, he's putting it
together.
Well,
Travi had a theory, right? All the Japanese writers had a theory on why he struggled hitting wise.
At least hitting. I don't know about pitching, but that in Japan, his entire career, he's always been in a dome stadium with the crowd in the behind center field, right field.
Yeah.
And in spring training, it's a totally different atmosphere.
There's nobody
not
out.
Seeing the ball properly, and they predicted once he got back into a stadium, he'd start rocking again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he is.
Yeah. So far, so good, right?
He might be just the next Babe Ruth. I tell you what, he just looks like an athlete. You could tell when guys run if they're an athlete. He just looks like an athlete. He's got to be – I don't even know how tall. He's about 6'4".
Something like that.
Yeah, he just runs and walks like an athlete.
When you throw 100 mile an hour, you're an athlete.
Yeah, you are.
That's safe to say.
Yeah, you're pretty athletic when you do that.
Yeah.
Masters today, boys.
Oh, yeah. Play the music, Valdez.
They'll tee it up about 8:30 down in Augusta. Watching that par 3 yesterday, man, just looked beautiful. That's one thing. I'll tell you what, I'd love to be there for a final round, but if I can't be there on a Sunday, I think I want to be there on a Wednesday.
I think
it's
a great
very,
day.
It's very casual for the par 3. You know, it's cool for the fans because the players are very interactive. Yesterday's ESPN coverage was cool because they'd mic'd up Justin Thomas and Ricky and Speed.
Right.
And you could hear them talking to each other, goofing around. How hot is Ricky's girl, by the way?
Most of them. Most of them tend to have hotties on their arms.
Do we know who he's dating? Is he dating somebody famous or just
no, he's dating
a random?
He's
the pole vaulter.
Yeah, the pole vaulter from Cal.
Allison Stokey.
Stokey, yeah.
Right. Is that? Did she get famous like on Instagram?
Yes.
A bunch of perverts.
Yeah.
A bunch of drabs.
Like a drab and AY.
Stalking her.
Right.
Well, this is like 15 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that might have been before.
No, it wasn't that long
maybe
ago.
Maybe
at least a decade.
No, it's a while.
It was probably
back.
6 or 7 years ago.
I
it definitely wasn't 15.
We were talking about her when we were in Fairfax. It's a while back.
Yeah. Well,
there's a reason Ricky can't close on a Saturday, Sunday.
Now, do they have the rule Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday that the patrons, that the fans can't bring their phones in, or is that just for the tournament? Because it's one of the few tournaments now. You know, years ago when cell phones first came around, it was a big no-no. You weren't allowed to bring your cell phone in. Eventually, the phones are so ubiquitous that no one even tries to do that anymore. In fact, when you watch a typical golf tournament, you'll see everybody when they're in the gallery. They're holding up their phones. They're taking video of a guy like he's in the
backswing.
Yeah, they're just taking videos and pictures all the time. But at Augusta, they still hold true to it. You are not allowed to. And if they see you with your phone, they escort you off, and you're never allowed back onto the ground.
Yeah, they scan your badge and everything.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that's some good deterrent. That's what I need to do at the dinner table sometimes
but you know what?
With my kids.
The guys were talking about it yesterday. So let's say you go to the golf tournament with your a couple buddies.
Yeah.
You guys have to have everything planned out because there's no communication.
Yeah.
You go out there and there's, 20,000, 30,000 fans, whatever it is, and you guys get separated a little bit. There's no way to hook up because you can't text each other. You can't say – so you have to plan everything in advance. Okay, I'll meet you at 3 o'clock here behind the 8th hole.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing
it's
when
crazy.
You go there.
It's crazy. I still want to get there, though.
Yeah.
With all the restrictions.
My buddy was
You've been saying this now for the last 5 or 6 years. Why don't you book it right now?
Just
or at
do
least,
it.
You know what you can do? Here, I'll write you a piece of paper that says Masters.
Masters.
This is what he gave his wife for Christmas.
Well, I mean, you got to get tickets. I mean, I don't know.
Are you gifting him tickets?
I don't know how the Valdez, how do you know?
Well,
do you know how the par 3 works?
Yeah.
Is it a lottery for the par 3?
It's all lottery. Monday,
all
Tuesday,
lottery.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
you gotta
Saturday, Sunday. And you have
you
to
put, just say, yeah, I'm going to Masters this
and
year.
And then
yeah,
the
but
lottery.
Some guys go like 50 years in a row. Like,
well,
how
they,
do the,
they,
guys...
ba- they have badges, and they're grandfathered in. Like, their family worked the course. Like, one of the starters at Bellhaven, who's an older fella, has a lifetime badge. And he goes down every year. But every day is a lottery system. And just because you win the lottery, you have the option to buy the tickets.
Right.
And then every year, you have to reapply for the lottery and hope that you win the tickets.
Well, I mean, you just got to keep applying, and hopefully, while you're still alive, you get your number pulled.
Oh, yeah, well,
to get down,
I have to apply first.
Would you volunteer at Augusta? I was telling my buddy this because there were a couple guys from his club that goes down there every year, and I go, listen, it's Augusta, it's a great. I wouldn't want to volunteer there for a week.
I don't know.
I'm too lazy. Would you want to stand there on the 12th hole and hold up a paddle?
I probably would do it.
Says be quiet.
Yeah, I probably would do it.
Yeah, I'm too lazy.
Yeah, for a week, I mean, it seems long, but it would be awesome.
Yeah, because there's some guys, there's a guy, Tom's superintendent at his course in Chicago is volunteering, and he's on the grounds crew, and it's a big honor for him. And all week, you know, all of these superintendents around the country come in and help out for
that week. Look forward to it, yeah.
Yeah, and they look forward to it. They love it.
I would do it.
When will you actually fire up your laptop to start watching them just on the range? I know that you're that type.
8 a.m. is
7:30
a.m.
Whatever it starts.
Whenever the coverage comes on. Yeah.
We've got great Wi-Fi out here. I'll just fire it up. Tiger will go at 10:42. He's playing with Mark Leishman, and I can't remember who else he's playing with, Valdez. I don't know if you know. Justin Thomas will go 10:53. Sergio goes 10:53. Henrik Stenson, 11:04. Mickelson's going at 1:27. Rory's going at 1:38. So are we going to give official predictions later in the show? Are we doing that?
We should do that. Let's do that certainly before we sign off.
First tee times, Wesley Bryan, Austin Cook, Ted Potter going off at 8:30.
Fleetwood's the third. In the Tiger group.
Tommy Fleetwood. Yeah. Tommy Fleetwood did not play well there last year. So we'll see. All right. NBA last night. Let's give you some scores. Sixers don't lose.
They haven't lost in forever.
I think that's – I want to say it's 12 straight.
And this is impressive because this is without Embiid.
Embiid's not there.
Because Embiid broke the orbital bone in his eye.
Yeah, he's out for another week
Fultz
or so.
Fultz broke it, really.
That's true.
Right, the collision with Markel.
Let me see what Markel did last night. But they won the game 115-108.
They're battling with Cleveland. Straight. They're trying to leapfrog Cleveland to get to the 3 seed. Right now, Cleveland, I believe, has a half-game edge on the 76ers. I'm not sure what the tie break is.
They really are a scary team.
J.J. Redick had 25 last night, 10 of 13, hit five threes.
Well, right. If you look at the guys they got off the bench, they added Ilyasova, who, you know, is not a great name in the NBA, but he's a solid
started,
player.
He started last. He's been
they
starting.
Added, they added Bellinelli off the bench.
Yeah,
and
now
then,
you bring
and
in Fultz.
Then you bring in Fultz. That's the bench.
Right.
And their starting five is pretty impressive, especially when you have Joel Embiid in there.
So they are hot. And the Heat won again, 115-86 over the Hawks, who, of course, died months ago.
But that helps the Wizards because we kind of want the Wizards to tank to either be the 7 seed or the 8 seed, avoid Cleveland. And right now they would be the 7 seed and would face a beleaguered Boston team who lost to the Raptors last night.
Lost to the Raptors
last
night. Be
careful who you wish for, but I think it probably is a better matchup.
Yeah.
You know.
So Cleveland has a tiebreaker over Philly.
Now the Wiz have who next? They have Cleveland next?
They're in Cleveland tonight, 8 o'clock. It's a TNT game. Yeah.
Right.
They're at Cleveland tonight, then they have the Hawks on Friday.
Yeah, well, they should beat the Hawks.
It's almost
I mean, we thought they would beat teams like the Knicks, too.
Teams like the Hawks are only winning when it's like a tanking team versus a tanking team. I think you had one of those matchups last night.
Yeah, just awful. So we'll see what happens. Wizards at Cleveland tonight, 8 o'clock. Interesting story that came down yesterday about Julian Edelman, the Patriots wide receiver, of course, was hurt last year. Apparently, he's very prolific in his Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
And Edelman was visiting in Texas Danny Amendola, his buddy Danny Amendola, former Patriots receiver.
Signed with the Dolphins.
In late March when he received a direct message on Instagram that read, "Dude, there's a kid in your comment section that says he's going to shoot up a school. I think you should alert the authority." Edelman's assistant then called 911. Message was ultimately traced to a kid from Port Huron, Michigan, a 14-year-old kid. Police arrived at the boy's home. He admitted to posting the threat, arrested him, and they found some rifles. So
potentially thwarted a school shooting.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, it was really the guy who was following Edelman, the kid, whoever the follower
checking
was.
Checking out the comments.
Exactly. Yeah. Alerted
still.
Edelman.
Absolutely. He gets credit for it.
Yeah.
You can't let anything slide. I mean, now it's coming out, the YouTube woman, the father, and the brother all called in the morning
of. Yeah, I
mentioned
that yesterday.
Yeah,
of course. They called the authorities, but, you know, what are the authorities really going to do?
I guess, I don't know.
Especially because I think she was missing at the time.
You can't let anything slide now. Yeah. So if you see anything that you think is suspicious, you got to call it in, and hopefully, you know, people will act on it.
Yep, absolutely. And I think we should talk about RG3 when we come back.
Yeah, I'm excited for Robert, to be honest.
I was very surprised, put it that way.
I was shocked, too.
I think we were all surprised.
I was shocked.
Well, let's throw it out to callers, 800-636-1067.
I want to get Valdez's take, too.
RG3 signs with the Ravens. First of all, is this a big deal? And do you think that he actually can succeed in Baltimore?
Well, what do you consider succeeding? Being on a backup? Yeah, sure he can. All you got to do is stand there. Hold
maybe even potentially
I know,
play.
He might have to play. I mean, Flacco gets hurt all the time.
I mean, if Flacco gets hurt, I think they would struggle. But, I mean, there are plenty of bad backups. He could absolutely – he should be a backup. He's that good of an athlete. He should be a backup.
Do you think he'll succeed in Baltimore? Is this a big deal? Or do you think – he's never going to see the field. He might not even make the team.
It's not a big deal.
Or do you want to see him play? Like, do you want to see – I don't want to see Flacco hurt, all right, but maybe like a banged-up thumb 1 week, you know, a pulled hammy.
Sure, we get into it.
Just to see RG3.
But he's definitely a great enough athlete that he should be a backup in the league.
Agreed.
Of course.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067. We'll talk some RG3 next here on the Junkies, broadcast live from Nationals Park. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from Nationals Park. The home opener. Steven Strasburg takes the mound today for the Washington Nationals, who are off to a 4-2 start. By the way, we will have some breaking sports news at the top of the hour.
It's very
with
cool.
With Pete Medhurst.
Can I say very cool news?
Cool news. For who?
Just
because I don't
general.
Know it. I don't know it.
I don't want to hint.
Is it about something local?
Maybe. I just don't want a hint. It's very cool news, though. I think it's cool.
It's breaking sports news. I'll write it down for you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you can't say it. It's right. Coming up at the top of the hour with Pete Medhurst. Later in the show, of course, we have Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM and team president. He'll join us at 9. Armin Katain wrote a book called Tiger Woods. Will join us at 9:25.
Is the breaking sports news is they're moving us back to the studio?
That would be incredible. That would be the greatest news ever.
I got a coffee just to hold it.
I mean, Jason's nose. By the way, I was goofing on your nose dripping. My nose is now dripping.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's now hit me. I can't feel my fingers. I have a blanket, long underwear, jeans. It's official. I've never been this cold.
Well, it's 36 degrees, 37 degrees maybe.
Yeah.
I told people it was going to be cold out here.
I'm just waiting for like a snowball fight to break out.
All right, so we wanted to talk a little bit about RG3. Look, it's not a humongous story, but RG3 for what he accomplished in Washington in 2012,
right,
and the story that he was for the next few years, there has been intrigue as to what would happen with him. And it looks like he's found a home with the Baltimore Ravens. We took a look at the depth chart. Ryan Mallett was the backup to Joe Flacco last year, but he is an unsigned free agent. So right now, he is the backup. And wanted to hear from you. Do you think it is a big deal? And how do you think he will do with the Baltimore Ravens?
They had Josh Woodrum, who's
I've never even heard of that guy.
Yeah, he's from Roanoke and went to Liberty, played at Liberty down there in Southern Virginia. And I guess he was with the Browns for a little bit. But they didn't have anybody, so they signed him as the backup. But
look, it's not a big deal. When you sign a backup quarterback, it is not a big deal.
No, okay? Of course it's not.
But it's interesting because of what he did here in Washington.
It is when it's RG3, though.
Yeah, but it's definitely interesting. Yeah. But it's not a big deal.
It could be a big deal if Flacco continues to play like he did last year, because Flacco played very poorly
last
year.
Flacco at his worst is better than RG3. So, look, he's simply a backup. He will never ever start over at Joe Flacco for like ineffectiveness. That will never happen. I bet you everything. Okay. But if Flacco gets hurt, you got to have somebody in there. He's got experience. If you look at his touchdown interception ratio and some things, you know, he's got some numbers you could point to, but he's a gimmicky kind of quarterback that only can do a certain amount of things. Still, that being said, I think it's great for him. He's got all the talent in the world. I think he kind of got in his own way in a lot of ways. I think his head got sort of in the way of a lot of things. And I believe in redemption stories. I would love to see – he's a good enough athlete that he should be, at a minimum, a backup quarterback in this league for 10 years.
Yes. If he's humbled himself and he works hard at understanding defenses, I think he can succeed. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067, if you want to chime
in. I should correct myself when I said, and I'm surprised Valdez didn't jump all over me when I said Flacco gets hurt all the time. That's not true. Flacco's only missed like six games his entire career.
But he had like kind of the bad back going into last season.
But he's just banged.
It was preseason.
He seems like he's dinged up. He's not missing a lot of games.
He tore his ACL.
But I will bet anybody – I will bet anybody that wants to take the bet that he will never replace Flacco for ineffectiveness. That will never happen.
You could bet Chris Russell.
You were saying he tore the ACL when?
He tore his ACL 2 years ago, and then was it last year he had the concussion that made him miss games. So, I mean,
he's been dinged up.
He's not injury prone, but the last 2 years.
Doesn't miss a lot of games.
But the last 2 years,
he's been in the league, what, 11
years? A little bit.
You could bet Chris Russell, EB, because I believe on overtime last night, Chris Russell with Nick Ashew, I think Russell was betting that he will replace Flacco for ineffectiveness for at least a game.
I don't believe
Maybe one game.
I don't believe that. And I'm no huge Flacco fan, but Flacco at his worst is better than RG3.
All right, Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open at 800-636-1067. Let's go out to D.C. Marty, you're on with the Junkies. This is broadcast live from Nats Park. Hey, Marty.
Hey, guys. Top of the morning.
Hey. How are you, buddy?
Top of the morning to you, buddy.
Great, great, great. Listen, you guys are – I'm going to get to RG3, but I just want to touch on – well, let's start with RG3. Let's start there. I think that this signing is just a ploy because I don't think he really is going to ever have the health he needs to play in this league. He has not been a healthy player for a long time. You guys watch sports way more than I do. He hasn't been healthy since 2012. And to play at
Well, he also can't stay healthy. He can't stay healthy. That's the problem. His body can't endure the rigors of a 16-game season. It just can't.
And at this level, I guess Baltimore is saying that RG3 is a better backup than Colin Kaepernick. I guess that's what they're saying.
But the Kaepernick thing is complicated.
That's exactly
the Kaepernick
thing. They're not saying he's a better player. It's just all of the off-the-field stuff that
he brings. The Kaepernick thing is complicated because he certainly deserves also to be in the league. But I guess owners are just deciding in general managers and front offices that they don't want to deal with whatever off-field drama. Yeah. I think it's kind of silly, frankly. And listen, I was not a big supporter of Cap's movement, but I support his right to do it. But, Michael Vick – was enemy number one in this country. I mean, I can't think of anybody more hated than Michael Vick, and he
got
a chance,
yeah.
and was able to flourish. Now, you can make the argument he's a better player, but –
But he's but the caller's right. I mean, Kaepernick's a better player than
absolutely.
RG3.
Absolutely.
I mean, RG3 just hadn't played a lot.
They just don't want to deal with the drama.
I mean, he didn't play last year. He didn't play in 15. He played minimally in 16.
He
did
lead the Browns to their last win.
Right.
Right.
Well, he just hadn't played a lot. And if you're a Ravens fan, I guess you're hoping Flacco stays healthy.
By the way, the Kaepernick case, which is going on, I believe yesterday there was news that the Baltimore Ravens, I think – Harbaugh is going to be testifying in the case.
Well, I don't even know what the case is. What is the case at this point? What is it?
Just a whole tampering
collusion. Oh, he believes a collusion thing. Right, right, right. And I think on some level there is. But there could also simply just be each individual team deciding they don't want to deal with the drama.
Yeah.
And you that's exactly what it is.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Our pal Mo and Largo's on the line. What's up, Mo? You're on with the Junkies as we broadcast live from Nats opening day.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up? Good morning, Mo.
I just want to start here. First off, y'all boys are born and raised in this area. And for the fact that y'all showed up out there knowing it was going to be butt cold and not one of y'all legitimately has on a coat, like no parka, no nothing, it's crazy. You got on jackets and hoodies. Come on, fellas.
But I actually, Mo, I'll tell you this.
I got a pretty warm jacket.
I've got three layers on, and this Under Armour jacket that I have on is very warm. Yeah. That's not the part that's cold.
Well, y'all definitely look cold on TV. Especially JP shivering in the middle.
It's freezing. He's definitely freezing.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
With regards to the RG3 deal, not really a big deal, but I would like to see him successful. You know, I would never wish any ill will upon a man because he wasn't successful for us. Hopefully he learned from his time away from the field, and hopefully he can come back and be successful. But, you know, I'm all for second-chance opportunities because everyone deserves another opportunity to redeem themselves.
Exactly. Totally. You know, but, I agree with you 100%.
I think he will get some clock, you know, especially in the preseason. And, you know, injuries do happen. Flacco's no spring chicken, so, you know, for him to make it through another 16 games would be a heck of an accomplishment. So this is definitely an opportunity for the young man to progress forward. So, you know, I'm glad to see he gets another opportunity, and hopefully, you know, the tide will turn for Cap. But like you said, it's a complicated situation. But, you know, anything's possible. But thanks, fellas, man.
Well, and also what's interesting is I think I read this right. The only reason they signed him is because they needed a quarterback to throw to some free agent wide receivers that they were looking at, and he looked good.
Right. Well, Valdez read more of the details. Did they give him like $1 million in a guaranteed one-year deal? So, I mean, he will make the roster.
Oh, yeah. He's their backup.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know.
It'll be interesting to see if they draft someone. Val, do you think they'll draft a quarterback?
I don't know. Maybe a fourth or fifth rounder.
Yeah.
I don't think they're very high on this year's class. Plus, this is Ozzie's last year as GM and making the calls in the draft and everything. And I don't think he's going to stick his neck out there and draft a quarterback in the first round.
Well, I didn't mean first round. I just meant
later? Maybe, but that's maybe because I don't think – Flacco's getting any younger.
That's always dicey.
You got to look a little bit to the future.
It's always dicey, though. But again, this is a great opportunity for Robert to lay low, to do all the right things, and he could be a backup in this league for 10 years. He's an incredible athlete. So I root for him. I also root for
I didn't think he would get an opportunity, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I thought he was kind of so much drama. Yeah. You know, if he starts demanding all the camera time and, you know, with all the slogans and the silly things, you know, they're not going to want that. That's
I thought he was out of sight, out of mind almost.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was a little surprised when I saw it.
Shocked by it. But I root for him. Hell, I'm rooting for Johnny Football. I hope Johnny Football gets another chance.
I am too.
I believe everybody deserves second, third, fourth chances.
Personally,
well,
I'm
you could
all
you could argue
guys.
that Robert had his second chance with Cleveland.
He certainly did, but you know, give him another chance. So
injuries
many guys
hurt him there.
There's so many bums.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't great. I mean, he wasn't very good.
There he didn't get many starts.
But again, it's a backup situation.
It's a backup deal.
Hey, look,
I mean, if you're resorting to your backup, you're in trouble.
I never thought he was very good. I'm kind of rooting more for RG3 than I am for Kirk. That's just me.
Wow, you have some ill will towards Kirk too?
I don't really have ill will.
He just thinks he was a little Eddie Haskellus, which is true.
You guys are still harping on that.
Well, it was true. He's a good guy, but overall he was a little disingenuous.
He's doing what most people would do.
All right, remember, we have breaking sports news coming up here at the top of the hour, exclusively on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.